this whole thing was just, you know, got an empty seat, let's fill it. And we do that in churches with pastors all the time. We gotta find a senior pastor within the next month. And we go out and when our senior pastor leaves, and we've got to fill the slot. We have to find a new associate pastor. We got to do that quick because, God doesn't want this to be empty. Well, who said that? Where did you find that? And that's exactly what's going on here. This choice of Matthias wasn't a godly choice. Now, let's stop for a second and think. Was Matthias a bad guy? No. Was he some kind of wicked Christian? No, I probably was a very godly man, had probably witnessed a lot of the things Jesus had done. He was amongst this group of 100 people who were fairly faithful in following Jesus around from time to time as permitted. So Matthias wasn't the bad guy. He had the training kind of almost. I mean, he probably fit the bill as far as the educational requirements go. But he wasn't God's choice. And he was the apostles' choice. And they were reading scripture that basically didn't plug that all together. And even if you go back to Psalms, you have to question what that is even referring to when he reads that in Psalms 106. And so Peter gets the boys to make a quick choice. And it says they drew lots, which is their way of flipping a coin. Okay, it's Matthias. Oh, where did they get that from? And so Matthias was numbered amongst the 12. Now, question. And here's the question you have to ask from this point on in the entire canonical passages of the New Testament. Who is Matthias? Matthias who? What did he do? What did he say?